Your second production is a contemporary work, Clybourne Park. It won a 2012 Tony.
It won the 2012 Tony. It won the 2011 Pulitzer Prize. Actually, one of our jokes about this season is that we should have called it the Pulitzer season, except that Shakespeare didn't win one and he might have been upset if we called it that. but both Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and Clybourne Park are Pulitzer winners 50 years apart. Clybourne Park, I'm so glad that we got the rights to do this play. Bruce Norris is one of the more acute and acerbic observers of American society today. What I love about this play is that it boldly goes forward into issues that so many artists avoid. It really puts race on the table. It really puts upward mobility on the table, looking at our place in America and how we function culturally, politically, economically, what has changed. It looks at one house 50 years apart. And in the first act, you have a white family moving out and a black family is moving in. And then 50 years later in that same house, a white gentrified yuppie couple are moving in to what has now become a black neighborhood. And all of the politics that surround that situation. I don't know if you know this, but Bruce Norris, the playwright, got the seed of the idea from Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. And there's one character that is in Raisin in the Sun that is also in Clybourne Park now. And he is the Neighborhood Association president. And he comes to try to convince this white family not to let a black family move in the first act. And therein lies the beginning of a great conflict in the play. One of the things I think audiences can expect from this play is to laugh their heads off and then suddenly get incredibly uncomfortable with why they're laughing. It's very provocative theater. It's incredibly intelligent theater. You know, to me, good political theater has to be great storytelling first and have great characters and great dialogue if it's actually going to penetrate. I think a lot of times we think of political theater as message theater and we sort of put it far away from us, but this comes right to the heart. To me, it's as poignant as Tony Kushner's Angels in America.